What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Good morning and welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. My name is Cleve Gaddis. I am your radio show host. I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, and or investing in real estate all throughout Metro Atlanta, the north side, south side, east side, and west side. Whatever needs you have from a real estate standpoint, we can take care of them for you or with you. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go to gogaddis.com. That's gogaddis.com. As always, I'm joined in the studio by my man, Alfie.
Hey, good morning, Cleve.
And the whole studio smells delicious with the smell of your breakfast.
Yeah. It's the, you know, eggs, hash browns, sausage. I mean, I got to get myself going in the morning.
The breakfast of champions, correct. I am sure.
Yes.
I am sure the breakfast of champions. Well, Alfie, we have got a great show this week.
Are they always great shows, though?
I don't know. You tell me, Alfie.
I think they're always great shows, Cleve.
I think we have some especially interesting information in this week's show.
Ooh, all right.
We're going to, first of all, have a Metro Atlanta market update, which I know you love.
Love them statistics.
We got a question from a listener in Sandy Springs, wants to know, is there an advantage to getting a mortgage through a credit union instead of a bank?
That's a good question.
I think so.
Yeah.
John Birchfield's going to be on. He's with Brand Mortgage. He's our preferred mortgage provider.
The Birch.
We're going to talk about student loan debt and how it affects a borrower's ability to get a loan. We're also going to correct some facts that we gave out on a show 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Turns out we had a little bit of a mistake, and we need to get in there and fix that. So if you're listening and you have student loan debt, or you know someone who has student loan debt, you want to make sure you stay tuned through the second segment for sure. Jay and Christy in Loganville received an offer on their home and is subject to the buyer listing and selling a home in New York. They're concerned about moving forward. We want to discuss that. We're going to talk about where you can find a list of soon-to-be-listed homes. We'll talk about that in the third segment. I got a question from Barney in Stockbridge. Says, I hear your positive testimonials on the radio, but are all of your customers 100% satisfied with your service? And we're going to dig deep into those details, Alfie, in the third segment. The Lowdown on the Hood segment will feature Chartwell and Johns Creek. So for those of you that are in the Roswell, Johns Creek, Alpharetta, Peachtree Corners area, what's happening in Chartwell might very well mirror what's happening in your neighborhood. So you want to stay tuned for that. We've got some client success stories and some other stuff as well. But first of all, Alfie, how are you doing, man? Have you had a good week this last week?
Yeah, it's been great. Had my 20-year high school reunion over the weekend.
You did?
So that was a good time, yeah.
Good for you, Alfie.
Ran into some old classmates and actually people who actually heard me via this show, which was very interesting. So people have listened to me on this show and on my Southern Race Week show and other things I pop in and do every now and then. So quite interesting, because that was something I did when I was in high school. That was
you did radio?
Things. Well, we had a broadcasting class. We did broadcasting announcements over the TV, but radio is what I told everybody I was eventually going to do.
And they were proud of you, huh?
And they were most of them didn't know that I did that and were surprised that I was able to follow my dreams and accomplish the goals I wanted to do with my life.
I love it. The ones that had heard you on the radio, did they
they
think it was kind of cool to see you in person
well,
again?
I mean, well, it was weird because most of them didn't know like the name Alfie because they go by Alfred. That's what I went through in high school. So once I told people I was in radio, they're like, oh, what do you do? And then I told them and they're like, I hear you.
You're Alfie. Well, I always wondered why Sully always called you Alfred, not Alfie.
I don't know. That was just his thing.
His deal.
He was just, he liked calling me Alfred.
Yeah. You know. Maybe I should call you Alfred. Actually, if you do something wrong, I'll say, Alfred! Alfred!
You'll be like my mother yelling at me.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Bring back those memories.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. We're going to start out with our market update.
Yes.
And Alfie is already salivating for the numbers.
Love it.
These are statistics through May 31st, 2016. In the month of May, there were 6,500 single-family detached homes sold and closed in the city of Atlanta, Alfie, which is an 8% increase over May of 2015. There were 1,300 condos and townhomes sold for the month, which is a 2% increase over the same month in 2015. Sales prices month over the same month last year were up 3.8% for the single-family detached, that is not condos and townhomes, to $289,000,
wow,
Alfie.
That's
wasn't too long ago that number was almost to $200,000. And for condos and townhome sales prices are up 1.7% in the month of May to $224,000. Year to date, 25,900 single family detached closings, an increase of 10% over the same period the prior year, and that's January through the end of May. 5,700 townhomes and condos sold, which is an increase of 10% over the prior year. Year to date, Alfie, our average sales price on the single family detached is $275,000, which is up 5% over last year. For the condos and the townhomes, the average sales price is $219,300, which is up 5% over last year as well. At the end of May, there were 20,218 single-family detached homes on the market to choose from, which is a 3% drop over the same period, over the same day, if you will, in 2015. In terms of condos and townhomes, there were 2,613 of those available for sale, which is a drop of 6% over the prior year. What does that tell you if you're looking to sell a home? Go on and sell it. Put it on the market when inventory is low. Prices are pushed just a little bit artificially high because of supply and demand. If you have plenty of demand and too little supply, makes all the difference in the world for sales prices. There were 12,300 new listings entered into the listing services in Metro Atlanta in May versus 11,617 the prior year. Year to date, Alfie, there have been 58,000 houses that have been listed in Metro Atlanta for sale, which is compared to 52,500 in the prior year. So the market is moving in the right direction. Sales are moving up. Prices are moving up. Long story short, the market is moving in the right direction. Those of you that are looking to purchase, interest rates are at, again, an all-time low. They dropped again last week, and at the end of the week, the average 30-year mortgage was 3.375%, which blows my mind.
That's crazy low.
Sylvia from Sandy Springs wants to know, is there an advantage of getting a mortgage through a credit union instead of a bank? And Sylvia, the answer is yes. Now, unfortunately, a lot of your credit unions are not set up to do mortgages like your big banks. They don't have enough employees, so they tend to take a while to get the mortgage. And typically, their rates are very competitive. Hopefully, they're trying to be lower than your average rate. But more than likely, your average loan that you get from a credit union is going to be sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, just like if you get it from Wells Fargo or Bank of America or anybody else. But there is a specific advantage in that if you get a loan through a credit union in the state of Georgia, this is for your mortgages, the closings are exempt from intangibles taxes. So there's a $3 per thousand tax on your loan, which would be $300 for a $100,000 loan, be $1,500 for a $500,000 loan, and credit unions are exempt from intangibles tax. So you save that money. Alfie, you know, and we've talked about this before, the average home seller sells in Atlanta, sells their home in Atlanta for $16,000 less than they could, and $16,000 is some real money. So please listen up to learn how to keep your hard-earned equity when you sell. If you're planning to sell your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan, which is a kick-butt, no-holds-barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally $799, but you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right, you can get one for free. Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, it's normally a $799 value. It's available only through Gaddis Partners at RE/MAX Center. Again, it's good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call, and wouldn't that be awesome? Again, the number 770-497-0000, and then I suggest you start thinking about what you're going to do with the extra $16,000. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. John Birchfield, Brand Mortgage, student loan debt, and maybe, just maybe, something funny that's happened when somebody was trying to get a loan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Sounds like Michael Jackson is our featured artist of the week, huh, Alfie?
You are correct, sir.
You want a little fun fact on Mr. Michael Jackson?
Yeah. What you got a fun fact for us?
He patented his own pair of boots. Now, if you remember, these boots allowed the wearer to lean so far in any direction that it almost seemed to defy gravity, Alfie. He used the boots for the famous lean in Smooth Criminal, which is a song we're listening to right now.
The video was awesome.
It was. So if you're wondering how they worked, are you wondering that?
Yes.
The boots had a nook on the sole that would latch into a nail on the stage. So once the nail was securely in place, he could then lean as far as he wanted to in any direction. So Michael Jackson, the businessman, patented his own pair of boots. Pretty cool if you ask me. Turn that up just a little bit, Alfie, real quick. He was the king, wasn't he?
Oh, man. I mean, his videos were amazing. I mean, just as good as the music itself was the videos he would put together for these songs.
Yeah. And he was kind of a pioneer in that.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was the first, for instance, Thriller.
Yeah.
Was really more like a movie. Hire a movie director.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. So I was in the landscaping business as a teenager. Had a good buddy working with me, and that was when Thriller was very, very popular. And so we were down in the basement. We were working on the equipment to get ready for the next day. And he is singing along with Thriller at the top of his lungs. But I can tell that he's not saying Thriller. So when he gets to the top, Thriller, Thriller. And he was screaming at the top of his lungs, Stella. He thought the name of the song was Stella. I'm like, how do you not know the name of the most popular song in the world? He was screaming out, Stella, Stella Knight. Oh, my gosh. This segment of the show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. And we have on the line with us Mr. John Birchfield. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Thanks for turning my mic.
We are great. Yes, Alfie, it works much better when you turn your microphone on. Everybody can hear what you're saying. I love it. Oh, hey, listen, John, I understand that we made a boo-boo, and I think you were headed in the right direction, and I think by my questions, I got you to head off in the wrong direction. So two Saturdays ago, we were talking about some changes with student loan debt, and so let me just kind of turn it over to you, John, and let you talk about what changes are being made, and then let's give our correction, so we'll have to tell them what we said that was wrong and then what we said that was right.
Yeah, it was definitely a big screw-up on my part. We were talking about student loan debt and how it's going to change as of June 30th of this year, just a couple of weeks. And we're talking about that we would qualify you based on a certain percentage of the student loan total outstanding balance.
Even if those payments had been deferred, and that's a significant difference, right? Okay.
Yeah, and regardless of what the payment actually was that you were making or if you weren't making a payment, I had said that we were going to count 2% of the balance against the buyers, and that is incorrect. It's actually a little better than that. We're going to count 1%.
1%. So if it was a $10,000 student loan balance, then your minimum payment will be calculated at $100.
That's right.
$20,000 is $200, $30,000 is $300. And I think when we did some research before, Alfie, I think the average student loan debt in the state of Georgia is one of the highest in the country. It was like $36,000. Is that right?
Is that right, John? Yeah, it sure is.
Which I don't understand how we could have one of the highest average student loan debt per graduate and the Hope Scholarship. That does not make any sense to me.
That does kind of Scratch my head a little
John, bit. Would you look into that and see if you can come back to us with some answers?
Since you told me that statistic, I've been wondering that very same thing myself.
Yeah, oh, that's it. So you're referencing the fact that I gave you that statistic before, and you take it as the gospel? No, John. Well, you're walking a fine line there.
Well, I wonder if most of those are, like, people who go out of state. Would that count if they went out of state?
Yeah.
Out of state. And I think, and you know, Georgia is, we have a lot of people that move here from other states. So I think that probably skews those statistics as well. They went to college somewhere else back home, and now they're relocating here.
Makes sense. If you just joined us, you're listening to The Call Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm joined in the studio by Alfie, as always, and we've got John Birchfield with Brand Mortgage on the telephone with us. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. 678-226-7887. John is our preferred mortgage provider, has the heart of a teacher. If you need to refinance or purchase a new home, John is the ideal guy to contact. 678-226-7887. Hey, John, I was doing a little research, and these numbers, like, blew my mind. I called you to ask you some details about private mortgage insurance and whatnot to get these payments as accurate as possible. But listen to this, John. $100,000 home purchase. These are all 5% down, so a person would pay $5,000 down. At today's interest rates, their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance would be $632. If we took the historic average interest rate of 6%, it would be $741. That's a huge savings. At $150,000 purchase, they pay $7,500 down. Their payment today would be $891. Their payment historically $1,111. At $200,000, it'd be $10,000 down. The payment would be $1,207 versus $1,482 historically. These are amazing numbers. At $250,000, you're getting close to the average sales price in Atlanta. It'd be $12,500 paid down. $1,483 would be your payment, including your principal, your interest, your taxes, and your insurance, compared to $1,851 historically. And listen to these numbers as we continue to ramp up. At a $300,000 purchase, $1,805 would be the payment today versus $2,223 historically. I mean, you're saving over $400 a month compared to historic mortgage rates. At $400,000, $2,350 would be your principal, interest, taxes, and insurance versus $2,965 historically, and at $500,000, your payment would be $2,916, and these are 5% down with normal private mortgage insurance, but that'd be $2,916 versus $3,664. So it almost, if you're interested in buying a home, it almost does not make any sense for you not to move forward and see if you can purchase one today. Now, John, I understand, and if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm joined on the phone by John Birchfield with Brand Mortgage, who is our preferred mortgage provider. 678-226-7887 is his number. John, I understand you wanted to talk to us about something funny that has happened when a client was in the process of getting a mortgage.
Well, we've got dozens of them, but the one that struck me most recently was a young lady called in for a cash out refinance. She had heard about it on the radio and thought, this is a great idea. I can get some cash and pay off some debt, right?
Yep.
Makes sense?
Yep.
Well, through the application process, it didn't take us long to figure out she actually didn't own her home. She was a renter, and she was trying to pull the cash out of her.
Now, that is a great, great way to refinance. A cash out financing on your rental unit. Man,
yeah, it didn't work out.
Now, do you think that she was trying to pull something, or do you think she just didn't understand?
No, I just think she didn't understand. She was totally into the process, and the good news is she was fairly well qualified. So you know, we stoked her interest in potentially buying a home when her lease is up. So maybe that'll come her way soon.
That is fantastic, and I'd assume, John, we'll be selling her that house, right, Mr.
Absolutely.
Birchfield?
Absolutely. You bet.
That is hilarious. Hey, can you imagine that, Alfie? In fact, you know what? If you'll just wait till we get off the air, I'd like to give you Alfie's home address, John, and I'd like to do some cash out refinancing on Alfie's home address, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's get on that.
I'm next.
And when I sign his name, I think I'm supposed to sign Alfred Romero, not Alfie. So I'll be working on Alfie's signature as I move forward.
Yeah, Alfie's not my government name. Just like
Alfred.
Yeah,
Alfred. Hey, so John, what's going on in the mortgage? Are the applications up? Are they down? Are they flat? Give us a little. We got a few seconds before we take a break. Give us a little update.
I'd say over the last 15 days or so, they're fairly flat. We're dead into the summer season where people are taking a lot of vacations and getting that thing done. But over year, way up. So it's an exciting time to buy and be part of the process.
And interest rates are down. So interest rates over the last couple of weeks have gone down fairly significantly, right?
Yes, they sure have.
Fantastic.
Best levels we've seen in a long time.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer several listener questions. We're going to talk about whether or not all of my customers actually like dealing with Cleve Gaddis. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Brings back memories, Alfie.
And yet another great video by Michael Jackson. This one is a classic as well. And I mean, I don't care who you are. If you don't know this song, at least.
Yeah, I mean, you were definitely under a rock for about 10 years.
This song was just all over the place. I remember on MTV, they played it like every 45 or a minute.
Okay, Alfie. Now, I noticed you saying Beat It a couple times there.
I did.
I love it.
Couldn't help it.
So Alfie said, how about the next song, Beat It? I said, you can't beat It. He said, unless it's Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic,
who, by
the way, is doing a tour again. Have you noticed that?
He was just in Atlanta a few weeks ago. And I think Eat It by him was like one of the first Weird Al songs that I remember.
This segment of the show is brought to you by O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 17 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They are our preferred closing attorney. 770-497-1880 is the number, 770-497-1880. Joe O'Kelly and Deidre Sorahan and the rest of the gang over there will take good care of you for your real estate closing needs. Got a question. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, your radio show host, also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all throughout Metro Atlanta make the best decisions when buying, selling, or investing in real estate. North, south, east, or west, we can take care of you, whatever your needs are. Question from Jay and Christy in Loganville. We just received an offer, and it's subject to the buyer listing and selling a home in Jamaica, New York. We're concerned about moving forward. Your advice. Jay and Christy, in times when inventory is low and the supply or demand of buyers is high, you probably don't want to go under contract with somebody who has a home to sell that has not even been listed. My advice would be you could respond and say, yes, we're happy to move forward with you on a deal, but we want a 24-hour kickout on the contingency. So if we get something better, we can ask you to remove your contingencies or we can move on down the road. And this is going to be weird. And all of you real estate agents that are out there listening will say, oh, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. But I would put in the agreement between the parties that you, as the seller, would have the right to continue to market the home as active in the market because you don't want to stop looking for other buyers waiting on someone who may or may not get their home under contract in New York. Now, if their home were already under contract, that's an entirely different story. And I think it would probably make sense to negotiate with them in good faith, try to put something under contract. You always, when you're putting something under contract here in Georgia, contingent on something anywhere else, whether it's right down the street or in New York, you want to get a copy of all the paperwork, and your agent needs to dig into all the details so they understand exactly what's going on the other end of the transaction. Very important. But my advice to you right now would be to respond and say basically thanks, but no thanks. Get your house in New York under contract and come back, and we'd love to do a deal with you, provided the terms are correct. Jay and Christy, if you need some additional information or more advice, 770 770- 497-0000 is the number to call. We are more than happy to help you answer any questions you have. I don't want to step on your particular agent's toes if you have one, but I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Last week, Alfie, we talked about the notlistedyet.com website.
Yes.
We had probably 20, 30 people visit the site and sign up. I've had a couple questions saying, hey, I thought there'd be more houses there. Well, there's only four or five there right this minute. Sometimes there's 10 or 15. It's listings that we're working on to get them ready to get on the market. And you can get on the list to receive the list of those listings at notlistedyet.com. NotlistedYet, notlistedyet.com. Just put in a little bit of information about yourself, how we can get in touch with you, where you're looking for a home. And we will let you know when we have things that are coming on the market sometime soon. Sometimes, Alfie, we identify them 6 months in advance, and sometimes we identify them about a week in advance. But it certainly will put you, if you get registered at notlistedyet.com, it'll put you in a position to get information about a home way before the rest of the buyers out there can get information. Alfie, I understand you have a testimonial.
I sure do, Cleve. And this is from Nicole in Alpharetta. And she writes, Cleve and his team did an outstanding job working with us to sell our home. Cleve was courteous and patient. He was always available to answer all questions and walk us through the selling process. His suggestions on how to stage our property were great, and he referred us to excellent vendors and suppliers as we prepared our property to sell. I would highly recommend Cleve Geddes and his entire team. And that's from Nicole in Alpharetta.
Thank you, Alfie. I appreciate you doing that every week. And we love to take care of our clients. In fact, Alfie, sometimes I go on a listing appointment with someone, and it's almost like a religious experience for me, and I don't know how to describe it. Went on an appointment this past weekend with a lady and a gentleman who is a retired Vietnam vet, suffers from I don't know what, but there were at least 20 bottles of medicine on the kitchen countertop. And they have a goal to be able to sell that home, to be able to get into another home that is an active adult community so the husband can have a much more active lifestyle. They really knew almost nothing about the process of selling, the process of buying. And as we talked through their wants and their needs and their desires, I realized that we were a perfect matchup and that I could help them do things that probably nobody else could help them do just because of the way we look at the business. They decided they wanted to list with us and move forward. And these sales, the prices of these homes are very, very small, Alfie.
Yeah.
And the only reason I mention that is because, like I said, it was almost like a religious experience. I knew that I was supposed to be there helping those people at that particular time. Now, I've got a question from Barney in Stockbridge, and this is a perfect kind of roll right into it. It says, I hear your positive testimonials on the radio, but are all your customers 100% satisfied with your service? When I got the question, I thought long and hard about whether or not I should answer this on the radio honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, you know what? That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to answer it on the radio honestly. And the truth is not all of our testimonials are always positive.
Right. Just like in any business,
I would
say the positive with the negative.
3 or 4% of the people have negative things to say. And I'll give you a specific example. We sold a home recently in the Johns Creek area, and these are people I had sold a home for them before. I had helped them purchase their existing home 7 or 8 years ago.
In fact, they tried
to buy the home on their own without an agent, and they couldn't get anybody to even talk to them. I went back with the same terms they went in without an agent and actually got the deal worked out with them because I had done a lot of deals with the agent who listed the home. So it was very helpful. But from the very beginning, Alfie, I guess it was my communication style, and I just wasn't resonating with these sellers. And no matter what would happen, it's our business policy to, if something's going wrong in a transaction, Alfie, I want you to be the first to know. If it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Right.
And if something looks like a duck, I'm going to tell you, hey, there's something wrong here. We got a duck in this transaction. Well, each time that would happen, it happened twice in the deal, they would immediately start to blame us for all the things that we had not done during the process. And that was very weird for me because I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, if we weren't doing our job, how would we know that something was wrong and be telling you 4 or 5 days before anybody else knew what was wrong. And long story short, they went into Zillow and they basically called me everything but a nice person in there. It said my communication style was not great, said I made everybody in the process mad. And the truth of the matter is that I did, Alfie, because my job is to take care of those sellers whether they deserve it or not. And in this particular case, I had to play hardball with the other agent. I had to put the house back on the market. I had to threaten to sell it to somebody else. I had to get very serious. But when we did that, everybody came into line. The buyers stopped all their foolishness. They decided that they would move forward with the transaction the way it was, and we got them closed. Now, it was a couple of weeks late, but we did get them closed. And I thought I'd do just a little bit of research to see what was going on in that neighborhood. And in that neighborhood, there's about 300 homes, 250 homes, Alfie. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that that was only the second one that sold in the neighborhood this entire year.
Wow.
And there are 14 other homes on the market today. So my thought is, even if I made the sellers a little upset, I took care of them. I did exactly what they needed me to do. And that is so important to me. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, our Lowdown on the Hood segment is going to feature Chartwell in Johns Creek. We're going to also talk about School Champ and give you some real details, kind of a look behind the scenes, if you will. So stick with us, and we'll be right back.
This is Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
With a little more Michael Jackson.
And yet again, another great video to this song.
Absolutely.
Man, this is really taking me back here. Because pretty much everything we played was all like 80s Michael Jackson hits.
Are you crying?
No, no.
Yeah, are you crying?
No. A little bit.
Nobody ever made breathing sound so cool.
I know, right?
If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. I'm Cleve Gaddis, your host. In addition to being a radio show host, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents helping buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all throughout Metro Atlanta make the best decisions possible when buying, selling, or investing in real estate. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go to gogaddis.com, GOGADDIS.com. Each week, we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and discuss other important market information to help you identify unique opportunities in that specific area. This week, we're highlighting Chartwell in Johns Creek, which is at the intersection of Old Alabama and Haynesbridge Road, between Alpharetta, Roswell, and Johns Creek. In Chartwell, 2007, the average sales price was $542,000. By 2011, average sales prices had dropped to $441,700. By 2015, average sales prices had popped back up to $537,000. So prices dropped 19% and then have risen 18% since the all-time low. On the scale of 100, 2007, the sales prices are represented by the number 100. They dropped to an 82 and have improved back to a 99. There are currently four homes on the market, or a total of 14 that sold in the neighborhood last year at an average list price of $561,625, which means there's a 6.6 month worth of supply, which means that neighborhood particularly is in a buyer-oriented market at this time. Under 4 months worth of inventory is a seller's market. 4 and 5 months worth of inventory is a balanced market, and over 5 months worth of inventory is a buyer's market. 202 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity since 2011 has increased $19.4 million. Again, those 202 homeowners have $19.4 million more in equity today than they had in 2011. The elementary school is Hillside, the middle school is Haynesbridge, and the high school is Centennial High School. Centennial High School gets a School Champ score of 88. If you want to get a School Champ score on your own local high school, just visit gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com and click on the School Champ tab. And I happen to have brought with me into the studio today, Alfie, an example of a school chimp score. You haven't seen one of these in quite some time, have you, Alfie?
I don't think I've ever seen one.
So in this particular example, Alfie, the Centennial High School gets a school chimp score of 88, and the Metro Atlanta average is 68. So Centennial's a lot better than the average high school in Metro Atlanta. The average home in Centennial was built in 1986. The average home in Metro Atlanta was built in 1988. So homes are a little bit older on average. And here are the numbers that make up the school chimp score calculation. The graduation rate is 87.9%. The average ACT is 23.2. The average SAT score is 1,600. The percentage of free and reduced lunches is 34.73%. And the attendance rate is 95.90%. So on a school chimp report, you can see everything you want to know about that particular school district. Okay. The percentage of homeowners in that area, 67. The percentage of renters is 33%. The average household income in Centennial School District is $92,819. The percentage of adults with bachelor's degree, 55% versus 35.74% throughout Metro Atlanta. The average sales price in that district was $380,000 last year versus $255,000 for Metro Atlanta. It goes all the way back to 2007. The average size of a home in terms of square footage, 2,774 square feet is the average size of a home in that school district. Alfie, the average throughout Metro Atlanta is 2,139, so 600 square feet larger on average. The average time it took to sell a home in that particular school district last year, 51 days. Metro Atlanta average was 59. And Alfie, there were a total of 650 homes that sold in that neighborhood in 2015. And you've got that charted all the way back to 2007. Now, Alfie, I've been handing Alfie each page as I have read it on the radio, and he is like devouring that information. Is that some cool stuff, Alfie?
Yeah, I mean, it's all broken down, like, so well that it's easy to read. Like, you know, even if you're not, like a graph person, you know what I mean? It's broken down real easy that you can understand what you're trying to get across here. So this is amazing.
So if you're looking for your own school chimp score, and by the way, this is the only place in the world that you can get a school chimp report. It's an algorithm that we wrote quite some time ago, and we did it just sort of by accident. I'll tell you the story again someday. But all you got to do is go to gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. And click on the school chimp tab, and you will be able to put in just a little bit of information, and you can run one of those reports on any local high school you choose, any one of them. Also, if you want to get the lowdown on your own neighborhood and keep up with what's going on with the price of your home or the pricing in your neighborhood, you need to get a market snapshot. Just go to gogaddis.com. Click on Home Values in ATL. You can sign up for your own market snapshot report. It'll be just like getting a checking account statement on the value of your home every month. GoGaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. Click on the Home Values in ATL. Real quickly, want to talk about a success story. I listed a home not too long ago for a lady in the neighborhood. We're trying to cross the new barrier of $500,000 in that neighborhood. We recommended $526,900. They did a great job getting the home ready to sell. Long story short, 3 days later, under contract, actually had multiple offers, and we're in the process of negotiating a backup offer right this minute. So it's nice to have not only one offer, but to have a backup offer in place as well. We believe, and you've heard this in the past, that the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for up to $16,000 less than they could and should, and $16,000 is some real money, so please listen up to learn how to keep your hard-earned equity when you sell your home. If you're planning to sell your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or even a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or you don't even really need an appraisal. What you need is a customized maximum value plan, a CMVP, which is a kick-butt, no-holds-barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally $799, but you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right. You can get one for free. I used to be in the direct sales business, and I'm all about kicking butt and taking names and trying to get stuff sold. And I hate to say it, but at least I'm man enough to admit it. Just be one of the first five people to call, 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, this is normally a $799 value, and this offer is good just for the first five people to call 770 877-497-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call, and wouldn't that be awesome? Again, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. And then I suggest you start thinking about what you're going to do with the extra $16,000. Alfie, we've had some good information on today's show, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
In addition to Michael Jackson.
Man.
You just can't go wrong with Michael Jackson.
It's been a great show today.
Who's our musical? Who's our featured musical artist next week going to be? Do
you
know?
Well, let's see. We got Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, who, by the way, was not born with the name Bob Dylan. I don't know if you know that.
My name is Bob Dylan.
In closing, got a question for you. Have you ever noticed that your emotions sometimes get the best of you and can make you do and say things to others that are short-sighted and sometimes not very nice? I know that wouldn't be the case with you, Alfie. Well, this happens to me more often than I'd like to admit, and I'm trying to work on it. When things happen that make me mad, sad, envious, or regretful, I'm trying lately to step back and think about things from others' perspectives and to take a little time before I respond or comment in any way. It's really amazing how my perspective on things changes when I get some distance between me and the heat of the moment and when I consider both sides of what's causing that emotional turmoil. I know it's really not the stated purpose of this show for me to preach to you about appropriate control of one's emotions. Honestly, I'm really just letting you eavesdrop on a private conversation I've been having lately with myself. Alfie and I plan to be back here next Saturday morning, 9:06 a.m., and we're counting on you joining us then. Have a great week.